to real people.
Videotape and film the inserts from practically every place else. Get ready to meet real people. What happened to Jim Athlete, who continually fights her way to victory even though she's blind? And friendly Fred Willard meets a young man in Pittsburgh who's turned his home into the biggest sports museum in the world. We'll see some rough, tough steel workers dressed in their best dresses, that is. Sarah Purcell visits the home of a lady who has painted the fantasies on the wall, one or two of which are slightly off the wall. Sarah then goes to Minnesota and finds the three little bears. Only one of them isn't so little. Mark Russell proves to be one U.S. male who's very agitated about the U.S. mail. Gary Miller takes an aerobics class, which makes him breathe hard. If you had classmates like this, you'd breathe hard too. And finally, Skip Stevenson goes to Las Vegas for one of the strangest competitions ever on real people, the Mechanical Armadillo Races. All this and a lot more on Real People. But now, here are the real people. People are our hosts, Sarah Purcell. Another visit with our naughty gnome, Fred Willard. Skip Stevenson. Bill Rafferty. And here tonight with a special report is Mark Russell. Once again, we present Real People, a celebration of the American individual who has always understood that success in life isn't based upon never falling down, but getting up more times than you fall down.